Yet that's the one thing we never see his opponents saying. Instead, they implicitly acknowledge that when the disciples wrote that Jesus performed miracles, that it was true. I ask, could this Christian movement have taken root right there in Jerusalem, in the very area where Jesus had done much of his ministry, had been crucified and resurrected, if people who knew him were aware that his disciples were exaggerating or distorting things that he said? I don't believe so, Blomberg replied. We have a picture of what was initially a very vulnerable and fragile movement that was being subjected to persecution. If critics could have attacked it on the basis that it was full of falsehoods or distortions, they would have. But, he emphasized in conclusion, that's exactly what we don't see. I'll admit I was impressed by Blomberg. Informed and articulate, he had constructed a strong case for the reliability of the Gospels. But I still had a long way to go. For example, I wanted to know whether these biographies of Jesus that Blomberg had so masterfully defended had been reliably preserved for us through the centuries to the present day. To answer that question, I flew to Princeton Theological Seminary to interview Dr. Bruce Metzger, Professor Emeritus of New Testament and one of the world's leading authorities on this topic. This 84-year-old scholar had authored or edited 35 books, including The New Testament, Its Background, Growth, and Content, The Text of the New Testament, The Canon of the New Testament, and Manuscripts of the Greek Bible. With a doctorate from Princeton University, Metzger has been a resident scholar at Oxford and Cambridge in England and is chairman of the New Revised Standard Version Bible Committee. What's your opinion, I asked him, in terms of the multiplicity of New Testament manuscripts and the time gap between the originals and our first copies? How does the New Testament stack up against other well-known works of antiquity? Extremely well, he replied. We can have great confidence in the fidelity with which this material has come down to us, especially compared with any other ancient literary work. In fact, scholars have concluded that the modern New Testament is 99.5% free of discrepancies in the text, with no major Christian doctrines in doubt. But what about records for Jesus outside the New Testament? Are there writings from ancient Jewish and Roman sources that corroborate anything about the life of Jesus? That question brought me to Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, to visit Dr. Edwin Yamauchi. He also has impressive credentials, receiving his doctorate from Brandeis University, writing numerous books.